Michael Rapaport offers free plane trip to West Bank for ousted squad members Corey Bush, Jamal Bowman. By Warner Todd Houston on December 15, 2024. Hollywood actor and staunch Israel supporter Michael Rapaport put outgoing Democrat Jamal Bowman on blast for calling out Free Palestine during his final speech as a congressman and offered Bowman and other squad members a free trip to the West Bank so they can enjoy the heat of the war-torn area. Rapaport has been incensed with the Democrat squad members and their support of the Hamas side of the conflict with Israel, and he took to his X account to strike back after Bowman delivered his farewell speech after losing his bid for re-election. Since that Jamal Bowman and Corey Bush are now unemployed and so interested in and fascinated by Gaza, I'm offering to fly them to Israel and have a SUV drop them off in Ramallah, Rapaport wrote on X on Friday. 7 days in Judea Samaria on me. I will add $150 a day per diem. You guys down? He added. Since that Jamal Bowman and Corey Bush are now unemployed and so interested in and fascinated by Gaza, I'm offering to fly them to Israel and have a SUV drop them off in Ramallah. 7 days in Judea Samaria on me. I will add $150 a day per diem. You guys down? pic.twitter.com/mfr2g5a2kf. Michael Rapaport, at Michael Rapaport, December 13, 2024. Rapaport, who is Jewish, has been very concerned with the ongoing hostage crisis concerning the Jews snatched up by murderous Hamas terrorists on October 7, 2023, and those who have slowly been turning up dead, one by one, well over a year after the attack. The comedian's X feed has been filled with stories about the hostages who still have not been returned, rescued, or found dead. But, losing Congressman Bowman slapped back at the 54-year-old actor and called him a clown. We let him in and he represents nothing that hip-hop stands for. A clown of epic proportions, sick, Bowman blasted back at Rapaport on X, adding, is this some sort of threat? It is uncertain why Bowman thinks he represents hip-hop so much that he can say we let him in. But Bowman went on to suggest that Rapaport needs to visit the West Bank and Ramallah with a pro-Palestinian group so that he might learn why Bowman's support of Hamas is right policy. You won't, because you embody fake Twitter gangsta blowhard shit. Do the knowledge, clown show. Educate yourself, Bowman shot back. Behold culture vulture at Michael Rapaport. We let him in and he represents nothing that hip-hop stands for. A clown of epic proportions. Is this some sort of threat? I've been to Ramallah. Hebron as well. Why don't you take a trip with Encounter at Israel so you might learn? Representative Jamal Bowman, Doctor of Education. At Jamal Bomani, December 14, 2024. Bowman is the same congressman who was excoriated for pulling a fire alarm in the Capitol building to stop a vote on a bill his side was losing. Bowman ultimately pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for the false fire alarm stunt. The soon-to-be ex-congressman also stirred controversy with a Dear White People post on X last week where he accused white people of being racists for their support of Daniel Penny. Bowman is on the way out of Congress, though, after losing his primary last June in a landslide in what became the most expensive primary race in U.S. history. Bowman only earned 42% of the vote, losing to the 58% earned by Democrat opponent George Latimer. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.